Namaste. So as we know, humanity is going through a deep crisis. And like all crises, it's always invariably an evolutionary crisis. What is meant by that is that it is a time when we have to make choices. And the choices can be falling back to our old ways. Well, we have an outer enemy and we fight it outwardly. We have a virus and we fight with doctors and medicines. Or we can make a choice, an inner choice, where we discover the enemy is within us. Even within our body, we are unable to take on the challenge. Within our mind, which is full of fear, within the ignorance that surrounds our life, and we are constantly as if leading a life harassed by death. And then the strength also, the strength, the light, the power we can find within us. So if we make the choice of finding the inner enemy and opening the inner door, then this crisis will become for us a means for evolution and higher ascension. But on the other hand, if we take it that this crisis is something outward, the means are also outward, then even when we recover, even when the wave, this giant tsunami of darkness has passed over us, we'll remain unchanged and only wait for another wave and another wave and another wave. But if we take this other route, that in this state of darkness, when all around there is confusion and chaos, let us open the door within. When all other outer doors are closed, it's time to go within and open that door. There we find safety. There we find certitude. There we find the power of victory. There we find the solace that heals all wounds. There we find the deep bond and connection with all creation and with everything. There we find the love that heals and transforms. There we find the compassion which leans over earth as a balm. There we find the prayer which is not enshrined in any book but rises straight from the depths of the heart and reaches to the very highest and calls in the intervention of forces beyond our reckoning, forces that can change destiny in a moment. As Sri Aurobindo says in Savitri, a touch can alter the fixed front of fate. There we can discover the fire that scatters a million darknesses in which whatever comes is consumed and destroyed. There we find the alchemist stone, the touchstone that can transform all weakness into unsurpassable strength. And there we can find the great opportunity, that which can turn every obstacle, every difficulty, every danger into an opportunity and a path of ascension. This inner door is within man, in the core of his heart, in the depths of his heart, right there in his center. It is his center. This is man and not this outer body, this outer personality which is formed by nature for its temporary purposes. So much we are identified with this body and this temporary personality, which is found by our natural environment of birth, our conditioning from society, through education, that we are so afraid to lose it. That's why we are harassed all the time by death. But where is death really pushing us? To discover this one true identity, which is beyond all these conventions and formations and habits and patterns formed by time, that time creates and dissolves. But there is within us an immortal, timeless entity, which if we discover, then all fear of death vanishes. In fact, then death dies for us, and terror is terrified by the presence of this deity within. It is that divine child within us, the secret deity who sits unworshipped in the one true temple of the Lord. There are two temples of the Lord. One is this entire universe. This whole creation is this temple where service is offered by nature, where winds are the chants, the mantras, where the sun, the moon, the stars are like all the various garlands and deeps, so the flame which are offered to the Lord, where the winds chant the music and all the mantras and all the seas, the rivulets, the streams, the birds and all the creatures, they cry out in adoration and they chant the sacred mantra to invoke the deity. They are the hymns of thanksgiving which are mounting from earth. This is the first temple of the Lord. Wonderful temple. It's everywhere. Wherever we are in this temple. And the second temple to which man has an access. Man alone has the access, the unique privilege. And that is within the very body, as the Gita says, Manavi Tanu Ashritam. I dwell within the human body, but the Asura knows me not. And therefore he tortures this body as if it is just something which has come to life. And not only the Asura tortures his own body by various means, but he also tortures the other sentient bodies of other creatures. But this body is a temple of the Lord. And if we start living this great profound truth, that the divine is within, only I knew him not. The Lord is within us, only I saw him not. Then our life will change wonderfully. And we'll find that presence all the time, everywhere. That presence which is the source of all security, of all peace, unconditional peace, of bliss that surpasses all the joys upon earth and in the worlds beyond. It is the source of that wisdom that surpasses all philosophy and cannot be enshrined or written in any book, whether of science or of philosophy. There we can find the love that no human relation can ever give, no relation with any object can ever give. And there we can find the grace that can change everything, and that grace which helps us to progress through everything. So let this moment of crisis become for us. It is thus for earth, and it can become for us individually too, a moment when we can take a leap, as both Sri Aurobindo and the mother say, this is the hour of God. And in the hour of God, we either break down or we take a leap. So let us take a leap into the future which Mother and Sri Aurobindo have brought to earth, the luminous future, not only of discovering the divine within, but of divinizing this earth and this clay. And all these attacks from outside are actually kneading matter like a dough, so that it can become softened, it can become more plastic, it can become more open and receptive to the divine forces which are active upon earth in as intense a way or more intense a way than the darkness which seems to surround us. Let us invoke this presence in our hearts and take a resolve to discover, and with that discovery, change the destiny of us, of all those who are around us, and of the earth itself. Thank you.